Or he's a...
Selfish.
Or he won't spend
or
a penny.
Or he's stingy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's a...
He's a type one.
Good. Mm-hmm. Would you ever call a person common?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, common, he just don't care, doesn't have a particular for his dress, it's bad. He's just mm-hmm. a common individual. He doesn't shave, he doesn't come with hair, he's just a mm-hmm. common individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shiftless would be the word.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. An old man who is still very active, you'd say he's still mighty?
Doty.
Doty?
Oh, you said active.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's really alert.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Would you say spry?
What?
Spry.
Spry, very spry for his age.
Right. If the children were out later than usual, you would say, I don't think there's anything to be concerned about, but I can't help feeling a little bit...
Well, I'm a little worried about them.
Or un...
Well, I would say honestly, that'd be,
The opposite of easy is... I can't help feeling a little...
I'm going to feel a little bit uneasy.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm afraid.
All right. The old grandmare, she ain't what she...
Used to be.
What is the opposite of used to be?
What used to be?
The opposite of used to be. She is...
She is what she used to be.
She is afraid now, but she...
Isn't afraid now.
No, she is afraid now, but she...
But she wasn't afraid then.
Can you use used to be that way? She is
afraid... But used to be afraid.
No, but she is afraid now, but she...
Isn't afraid... But she isn't afraid now.
She is afraid now, but she used not to be, or she didn't...
Used to not be afraid.
All right, that'll get it. Okay. Somebody leaves a lot of money lying around, you'd say he's mighty...
He mighty careless.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Nutty.
Or?
Crazy.
Or?
Unbalanced.
How about a word starting with a Q?
Queer.
Does that mean strange?
Not to me, it don't.
What does it mean to you?
Strange. Well, I like the strange part of it much better than the queer.
Mm-hmm. What does queer mean?
Well, it can mean, you could interpret that to be two or three different things. A lot of people are queers, so to speak, terminology of queers. Sexual otherwise.
Mm-hmm. You mean homosexual,
yeah.
When you say it. Okay.
So, I would want to use that phrase, not knowing. Mm-hmm.
If somebody cannot change his mind, you say,
Don't be so stupid.
Or?
Thick-headed.
All right, anything else? Anything else headed? An animal headed?
Oh, yeah. Hard-headed.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty?
He's temperamental.
All right. Mm-hmm. If there was a burning building, you might say to the people inside, now everybody just...
Be calm.
All right. If a person has been well and you hear that he's got a disease, you'd say, well, he was fine yesterday.
When did he obtain disease?
Or what's a simple...
Contract.
When did he get or take?
When did he take the measles or something? Mm-hmm. Or what do you... Know what you're saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
Or when did he get the measles?
Okay, if he started to cough and to sneeze, you'd say he...
He's taking a cough.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice, which this interview is doing to mine, you would say he's kind of...
Hoarse.
And if I do that, which I just did genuinely, that's
Oh, she got the flu.
No, I haven't. I just have a little...
I said that.
That's a what?
You smoke too much.
No, I don't. What's that?
What'd you start saying?
What is that that I just did?
A cough.
Thank you. I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling...
I'm sleepy.
All right. Which I am. No, I'm not really. At 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, I will have to...
Get up.
Before I get up, I have to...